Hello and welcome to the audio task. Today we will be speaking about F1. We will talk about the grid for 2021, some innovations and changes done by the FIA, and also my personal predictions for next season. We will start talking about all the teams in the grid: Mercedes, Sir Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas; Red Bull, Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez; McLaren, Lando Norris and Daniel Ricciardo; Aston Martin, Sebastian Vettel and Lance Stroll; Alpine, Fernando Alonso and Esteban Ocon; Ferrari, Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz; Alfa Tauri, Pierre Gasly and Yuki Tsunoda; Haas, Mick Schumacher and Nikita Mazepin; Alfa Romeo, Kimi Raikkonen and Antonio Giovinazzi; Williams, George Russell and Nicholas Latifi. Ahead we go with innovations and changes. First of all, we must say the cars will be slower. Changes introduced in the floor of the car. Diffuser amended to create less downforce. Less aerodynamics. Designers are unable to use winglets mounted in the lower half of the rear brake duvet. 25 kilograms heavier. The minimum weight now is 768 kilograms. They also increased the weight of the power unit up to 150 kilograms. DAS is not allowed anymore. Mercedes dual axis steering system will not be allowed in 2021. New materials available. Teams are now allowed to use natural fibers such as flex, linen, cotton and bamboo. First steps to making F1 sustainable. 2021 will be the start towards an energy-based formula rather than a fuel-based formula. Moving to an 18-inch wheel and tires, which will have a huge impact on performance. This will cause the introduction of larger brake disc and a completely redesigned suspension. Budget cap at 175 million. Teams will be restructured to approximately 550 employees, which is roughly the size of McLaren, Williams and Renault. Teams like Mercedes and Ferrari will have to downsize by 40%. Ahead we go with my personal predictions for 2021. First position, Lewis Hamilton. Second, Max Verstappen. Third, Sergio Perez. Fourth, Valtteri Bottas. Fifth, Charles Leclerc. Sixth, Carlos Sainz. Seventh, Daniel Ricciardo. Eighth, Lando Norris. Ninth, Pierre Gasly. Tenth, Fernando Alonso. 11th, Sebastian Vettel. 12th, Esteban Ocon. 13th, Yuki Tsunoda. 14th, Lance Stroll. 15th, Mick Schumacher. 16th, Kimi Raikkonen. 17th, George Russell. 18th, Antonio Giovinazzi. 19th, Nikita Mazepin. And 20th, Nicholas Latifi. Each team has very clear objective ahead 2021. Mercedes looking for the 8th consecutive title. Red Bull, the only serious contender, tries to steal the championship from the Mercedes. Ferrari wants to be great again after signing Carlos Sainz Jr. to partner Charles and make one of the best duos for the present and future of the team in F1. McLaren slowly getting to the winning ways as in the 80s and 90s. The signing of Daniel Ricciardo will bring experience and happiness to the British team. Alpine brought back the man who made them touch the sky, Fernando Alonso. Will the 39-year-old be capable of doing it again? Big aspiration on doubts on Aston Martin. Will Vettel show again why he's a 4-time world champion? Is Lance Stroll there because of his talent or because of his father's money? Alfa Tauri, slow but steady, developing great drivers like Pierre Gasly and the rookie Yuki Tsunoda, who will eventually make the big jump to Red Bull, aspiring to become a world champion. Williams, before going back to the top, they need to go through the middle positions. Their hopes go through a fantastic driver called George Russell. Haas, with two new drivers, both with no experience in F1. Mick Schumacher and the controversial Nikita Mazepin will complete a transition and adaptation year for the American team. Alfa Romeo, with no changes, hopes that the experience of the 2007 world champion Kimi Raikkonen will push them up the bottom of the Constructors' Championship.